This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back out of here, Sons of the Shoe, Spencer German with you as we keep it rolling, getting you ready for Northwestern and Ohio State this weekend at Wrigley Field. Anybody going to this game, by the way, that's a pretty cool environment, I feel like. I'm jealous of those of you going to either, if anyone's going to cover this game, if anyone's going to watch this game from a fan perspective, that's a pretty cool. So I have a sports bucket list, which includes seeing a baseball game at every MLB stadium. And Wrigley is one that I have not gotten to, which is very disappointing because it's not really that far from where I live in Cleveland. And actually, we had plans to go as like a family in 2020. We were literally going to go. We had tickets and everything, hotel booked, all these different things. And then because of COVID, that all went up in flames and we didn't end up going. And so I am like desperately trying to time out an opportunity to go and see a game at Wrigley and make that happen, because I am just, I have wanted for so long to see a game there. And it's one of the cooler sports venues, especially being a Red Sox fan that I am. I know people are going to get on me for that, but being a Red Sox fan, like Fenway is up there is like one of the cooler cathedrals in baseball, and Wrigley's of that same ilk. So I've been wanting to get to a game there for a long time on the baseball side of it, but to see a football game there, I feel like has to be pretty cool as well. And I understand why they're doing this with Ohio State in town. You know, there's going to be more tickets are a hotter commodity. People want to go see those two teams play. They're going to show up, and that temporary space they have as a stadium isn't going to necessarily do it justice. So I get why they're doing that. And that'll be a really, really cool venue to see a game like that. So have fun to all of you who are going. And I hope you enjoy the atmosphere there. I want to get into this overarching question I have for this week on the heels of us previewing the matchup with Northwestern, because I said it at the top, like, this is your final tune-up. This is your last chance to sort of work out any kinks before you really get into what is probably the meat of this schedule. Yes, like, you could argue that the meat of the schedule really was maybe Oregon, Nebraska, Penn State in that four-week stretch that they had the bye in there too. But Nebraska certainly didn't turn into the stronger team that I thought they were going to be. Granted, they gave Ohio State some trouble. And I think like this is, I don't know, maybe we call this the home stretch of the schedule then, but it is like a very, it's a daunting task because you have Indiana, who has surprised everybody this year with how good they've been. And then Michigan, who's again, living rent free in Ryan Day's head at this point, and that you can't seem to get past the last couple of years, even though they're having a down year, that still is something that weighs on all of us, is that thought of like, well, what if Ryan Day just can't beat these guys? And then a potential Big Ten title game, if you get there, what does that look like? Is it a rematch with Oregon? Most likely. Like this is it. This is your last kind of gimme of a game to work out any kinks. And so as I think about this, I want to know if there's anything missing from this Ohio State team that you like really need to see to feel confident in their ability to win a national championship. Because I was just touting on Saturday after the Purdue game that this defense right now is playing at a level where I can say confidently, yes, they are a national title contender on that side of the ball. Like they can beat, they're holding Penn State at the goal line, forcing goal line stands, intercepting pass in the end zone. Like they're playing really, really good football right now. I think that group has taken a lot of pride in how they played in that Oregon game. And they were like, yeah, we didn't play very well. Our secondary was awful. We caught ourselves the best in America. We looked like the worst in America that night. Like it was bad. And I think they looked in the mirror and they turned and they made it a point to never let that happen again. And so they've like thoroughly dominated teams throughout the rest of the schedule since that game. And so the hats off to that group. I have no qualms right now about that group at the moment. But for me, there's two key things that stand out. One of them is something we've talked about all season long. It's not going to be a surprise to you. The offensive line. I get it. They've played better the last couple weeks. But how they play this week against Northwestern with a good defensive line, like I mentioned, could maybe set the tone for what this thing looks like against an Indiana team that's really good and a Michigan team that has dominated you in the trenches the last couple years. And then a potential rematch with Oregon, where they gave you some fits in along the defensive line and along the line of scrimmage. And that was when Josh Simmons was still out there before he got hurt in that game. So, yeah, like the questions still linger because they're doing this against inferior opponents right now. I need to see it against some better teams. And, you know, that's going to be the case going into the game next week, even if they dominate in this game. But to see them dominate, I think, would feel good in terms of like a tone-setting moment. And I think you saw some of that against Penn State on that final drive. That was a really – that was a statement drive for this offensive line and for this offense and for this team. But can they do it again in those big games is what we're all kind of waiting for. So this is your last chance to really get that right. I hope that Donovan Jackson continues to look solid. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. Maybe that's the most important thing to come out of this game on the offensive line is we cannot afford any more injuries to this offensive line unit. They need Carson Hinsman, who's played really good at left guard, I thought. And Donovan Jackson's played solid, like even in a role that he hasn't played in college, although I was told he played that in high school. So yeah, like this group is doing some things well, and there's some promise there. But I need to continue seeing it on a consistent basis. And if you do it against Indiana next week, if you do it against Michigan the week after that, that'll give me a lot of confidence. If these next three games go well with this offensive line and you can run the football at least somewhat consistently, again, Northwestern's run defense is one of the better ones in the country. They're top 25 in terms of run defense and in terms of yards allowed per game. Like that group, like these next three should give you an opportunity to really see what that group can do, open things up a little bit, and see if that group can be good enough, that offensive line unit can be good enough to win you a championship and get to the point where I feel the same as I do about the defense, about those front five specifically. The other part of this, though, too, is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels like every game Ohio State comes out and there's just this malaise about the way they're doing things on offense. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if like they just need a jolt of some sort. But every game, it seems like you get to the end of the first quarter and you look up and you look at your TV screen and it's like 7-3 or 7-7. And they just can't pull away from teams early. And I'm not expecting them to do that every game. I understand like you're going to play some tough opponents. Like, I think the Oregon game was 7-7 after one or something like that. It's like, yeah, you're going to play some tough opponents that, you know, push you and you're not just going to blow out and like out of the gate, just like run away from. I think that that's totally fine. But to not do that against like Purdue last week and for it to be a little bit of a close score and, you know, Nebraska a couple weeks back and some of these other games, the early stretch of the schedule where it was very inferior opponents and you were still letting them kind of hang around. I mean, I remember the Akron game. It was like, what, 17-3, 17-7 at halftime or something like that. And it was like, how are you not blowing this team out by more? I know that was week one, so it's a little bit different. And the, clearly the team doesn't have its full identity figured out by at that point. But still, like, it's just felt like they come out sluggish. And the reason I think that's important is, yeah, like, you can get away with that against Purdue. You can get away with that against maybe Northwestern this weekend. But when you get into some of these matchups, man, like the way Indiana is scoring, you can't risk that. Like, they're lucky in some ways that that malaise they came out with against Penn State didn't cost them, and they overcame that pretty quickly. On one hand, that's the sign of a good team, that you can overcome a pick six and being down double digits to start the game 10-0, like just a few minutes in, and still be able to win. On the other hand, though, like against a team like Indiana that can score on you quickly, you might not have the luxury of being able to come back against them. Against a team like Oregon, you can't start slow against them. You got to be able to match them play for play, score for score. And if they get hot out of the gate, like, it might be over for you. So I need to see them come out with more of a sense of purpose to start games and in these first quarters specifically, because I just feel like there's it just hasn't been there. Like, they don't come out with their foot on the gas immediately. I get that there's always a little bit of a feeling out process that goes on when you open up a game. You're kind of getting a sense of what they're doing versus what you're doing. And there's a lot of times like the scripted plays and all those things. Fine. I get it. But I just need to see a little bit more of an urgency from this group when games begin, that you get sort of late in games from this Ohio State team or in the second half of games where they tend to like run away from teams. I don't know. It just feels like something is kind of missing from that from at the start of games for this team and specifically on offense. And I don't know what it is, but if they can sort of buck that trend here this weekend and then continue it into the big matches with Indiana and Michigan, I'd feel even better about things moving forward into any potential Big Ten championship game or playoff scenarios that await this team. And yeah, we'll especially when you consider like the bracket getting reshuffled this week, and including now with Miami losing but still slated to win the ACC, if Ohio State stays where they're at, like if they were to lose to Oregon and still be like the 5 seed in the bracket or whatever, they would play Miami in the second round, and that Miami offense, like, no rest for the weary. They, and now granted, I will say Miami sort of starts slow too, and then they usually find their way to win in the second half, which, by the way, I didn't gloat enough about being right about Miami in last week's postgame show. That team was just flirting with a loss for so many weeks, and I knew at some point it was going to come back to bite them. I knew they were going to do the Miami thing that they always do, and it happened last week against Georgia Tech. That team seems to own Mario Cristobal for whatever reason, and so they lose their first game, but like, again, that offense with Miami is so good. I think Ohio State's defense would be able to do enough to limit them. And the offense, I mean, the Miami's defense doesn't stop anybody. So I think Ohio State's offense would be fine. But it's just like the scary, daunting thought of like, hey, if you go up against a really good offense and you start slow, it might be the end for you. So that stuff matters in the playoffs. And I just want to see some more consistency, some more urgency from this group to open games, to start games that we maybe haven't seen to this point in the season. What is the thing or the last thing that you need to see from this Ohio State team before shit gets real next week against Indiana, Michigan, potential Big Ten title game? I keep saying that, but that's what awaits you. So shit's getting real. Shit's getting real, real. What do you need to still see from this Ohio State team this weekend against Northwestern to give you some confidence going into that three-game stretch before the college football playoff obviously commences on the other side? Well, please comment in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Hit me up on Twitter at Spencito _. We're going to take another break. Quick word from our sponsors. When we get back, it's another edition of Four Down Territory featuring one uncleanly head football coach. We'll get to that next here on Sons of the Shoe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.